How do we start this again? Ooh, how do we want to do this? Do we still want it to be the 8-bit show? Is this 8-bit show times 2? Is this a 16-bit show? The resurrectioning?
The 2-bit show. There's only two of us.
We've downgraded.
Yeah. We're just squares. We're Pong.
That's our motto. We're just squares.
Ooh, I like that.
Hello and welcome to the 8-Bit Show.
Hello.
The resurrection.
The reawakening.
Ooh, I like that. It's more in tune with Link. Right?
Yeah.
It's our awakening. We've been asleep for a long time.
We hibernated
for...
like 5 years.
Right? Has it been that long? Holy cow.
A long time.
Yeah. So, for those of you who do know, but haven't heard our voices in a long time.
I'm Frankie.
And I'm Ashley.
A lot of things happened in that 5-year span.
Yeah. Also why we are reawakened. So, yeah, we want to talk to you about some games. Mainly one. In particular.
Pong.
Pong, yes. That's a good game. Have you ever played Pong?
Not with, like, the little dial controls.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have either, actually.
It's okay for, like, 5 minutes, and then...
What about, Breakout, whatever it's called.
I do like that.
That game's fun.
I like all of the different varieties also.
Do you like the ones with the power-ups that fall down?
That one's okay. I like the Kirby one. There's a Kirby one.
I don't know if I played it.
You can get it for your 3DS.
How
I think
much
it was
is
original
it?
Game Boy, probably like $3. I think there's a Mario one.
Okay. I'll have to try them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Breakout's really, really fun. That's the closest thing to Pong that I think that I like.
Fair.
So yeah, we've been out of this for a while. We're a little rusty. Yeah.
We might get a lot sidetracked.
Very. I'm sure. We don't really have a plan for this episode either. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Just drink a lot of caffeine and wing it.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Come along with this ride on us.
Join us.
Hop in the van.
No, not that. That's a whole other thing.
Too far?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do we want to talk about first? Do we want to just hop into Zelda right away?
Zelda, yes. If somehow you don't know, there is a Zelda game that just came out.
Yeah. It has a title. We'll let you guess what that is.
Ponder that for a moment.
So Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild.
Which came out on the Wii U and the new Nintendo system.
The Switch. I can't snap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. So Nintendo Switch. That came out with Zelda.
So you're playing it on the Wii U?
I am playing it on the Wii U.
I'm playing it on the Switch.
There's supposed to not be any difference other than visual quality. Supposed to be.
Which, I don't even know if it's, like, that much of a difference, is it?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I haven't really seen it played on the Switch. I haven't watched any video. Because I'm trying to not get too spoiled on things, you know?
Yeah.
I like experiencing it for myself, for the most part. So we're going to try to be as little spoilers here, I think, as possible.
I'll be honest, as far as, like, main story, I don't think I've done a whole lot.
Yeah, I barely...
Because I've just been wandering around.
Yeah, same here for the most part, so I've barely done some story stuff just recently. But, that being said, so, graphically, I've noticed that, you know, like, when you're playing Skyrim, and you see in the distance, like, that, the grass is rendering clearer? Like, there's a kind of a line...
Oh, yeah.
So, I've noticed that, but it's, like, really close on the Wii U.
In a way, I'm not, like, super surprised, because it's such a huge open world, and it's, like, pretty much all, like, already loaded. You don't really have, like, load time when you're going in between areas or stuff like that. So, I guess that would just make sense for them to cut out all that detail for you to have that.
Yeah, I think so, because that's the thing, too. There's the only time that the game takes time to load is if I'm fast traveling from, like, one side of the map to the other.
Yeah, and I think the only time that I've experienced that was using the glider. I jumped off of, like, I don't remember if it was a mountain or, like, one of the towers. So I went, like, a really far distance. So... The higher up you are, like, obviously the ground's all blurry anyways, but then it's trying to load everything, like, as you're getting closer to it. So.
Yeah. And you're traveling super fast. Yeah, so. Graphically, and that's the thing, it still looks beautiful. There's times that I've still stopped and just been like, wow, like, this is awesome. And yeah, so I don't think, for me personally, it feels like if you either can't get your hands on a Switch right now, or... because you can't find one, or you just don't have the money, just get it on the Wii U. I don't think you'll be missing much.
I don't think you're going to be diminishing your experience at all by playing it on the Wii U. It is super handy to have it on the Switch, because you can take it wherever you want, or while you're laying in bed, or using the restroom, if that's your thing.
That is a really good thing, I think. I would probably use the Switch in the restroom quite a bit.
I haven't done that.
But you have plans?
No.
You're like, this Sunday at 6 p.m.
The germs. No, I don't think I could do that.
Well, here's what you need. You need,
maybe if you put it, like, in a, like, a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. Because you don't need, like, the touchscreen. You could just use the controllers.
That's true. But then your controller... Oh, you mean you're just going to put the whole thing
put
in the
Ziploc? Put the whole thing in there, and then... You can just hold the bag.
Oh, so do you have... You didn't get the Switch Pro controller, whatever it's called?
We did. We ended up getting one at our friend's store. And it's super comfy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really cool.
Like, using the Joy-Cons, like, on the little controller they give you isn't bad either. Because we've been playing Bomberman like that, so we can both have a full-size controller. And that's just fine also, and even playing with just the two Joy-Cons, because it comes with the additional shoulder piece that makes it, like, a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
That's still comfortable also. And we've not had any connectivity issues or anything like that with them.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that, connectivity-wise, it's really not that big of a problem, and...
No, the article I was reading was just, like... If you have it by a bunch of wires or stuff that's going to interfere, like an aquarium, stuff like that. But
so, I mean, situations that you're probably not going to be.
You shouldn't. Yeah, you should not have your Switch on the other side of the aquarium or in the aquarium.
Oh yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Don't do that.
We do not endorse putting your Switch in the aquarium. Your Wii U, though. No, don't do that.
Your friend's Switch, maybe. Don't do that. That's bad friends.
Right? Yeah, that's just rude. So I've heard a lot of people saying, too, that that even if they have, like, big hands, it's actually, even using the Joy-Cons, you know, the single one on its side, it's still pretty comfortable. Like, yeah. Surprisingly so.
Yeah, because we were playing Bomberman like that, and we each had one just to try it out, and it was a little confusing to get them both, like, recognized as individual ones. Like, you have to go to this the Switch main menu and, like, sync them individually. Oh. In the game, you can't just, like, turn one on and then player two presses a button and then it's that one.
Yeah.
At least, I don't know, maybe we did it wrong. I don't know. But
huh.
Once we got it figured out, it was okay. And it was pretty comfortable.
Cool, cool.
We got the red and blue ones, so I'm just worried that they're going to get dirty.
Probably.
One of us has dirty hands. Not me.
I'm not going to mention who, but it's not me.
Exactly.
So, how far along in Zelda are you? What's the last main story element that you did?
I don't know. What's main story and what's side quest?
Right.
Well, I don't want to ruin anything for anyone.
That's true. We can still discuss, like,
spoiler, the basic... cover your ears.
Well, I think I'm still pretty much at the beginning, because all I've done, yes, I guess
we could just put a general disclaimer, there's going to be some spoilers for the beginning of the game, because that's as far as we are.
Yeah.
So I got to the village where you talk to
Impa,
and we did, like, some of the sightseeing. That you have to do after that. Like, you have to go to, like, the main, like, monuments or random places.
Oh, for, like, the memories?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we've only done three of those, and I've just been going to the towers and actually getting, like, the map data.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much... that's the thing. I don't know if this is part of the story, so I don't know how much I want to mention, but I visited a different town first. It was the first town that I stumbled across, essentially, just from exploring. And so they actually kind of told me I had to go to Kakariko Village to go talk to Impa.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fine, I'll just go. I'll make my way there.
Yeah, it's like Hinto or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think you have to, like, it directs you there, and then you get, like, some information sends you up
to Kakariko. Yeah, okay, that's right, that is part of the story, yeah. Because I did have to go back there afterwards, so that's right. So, that's as far as I've gotten story-wise. But yeah, for the most part, I've just been looking around, sightseeing.
Have you caught any horses yet?
I have two horses. Nice. One is named the Duke. I forgot what I named the second one,
though. I named mine Flan.
Ooh, that's good.
He's blue and white.
Ooh.
He's a very good boy. No, he's not. He just does whatever he wants.
Yeah, you petting him?
Yeah.
Soothing him?
I'm better at that than Adrian is.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets frustrated, and then he left him somewhere where there was a lot of enemies, and then... So he's, like, across the map. But at least it puts a marker where your horse is, so you can go back for him.
Do you know if the horses can die?
I believe they can.
Because,
yeah, because I, like, if there's enemies nearby and they're attacking you, I think it still takes damage if you're riding it, so...
Do they gain back health on their own? Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know about that either.
I'm not experimented with it.
All I know is Star killed a horse. She said she felt very, very bad.
Swamp of sadness.
Right? Oh, now I'm extra sad. Why you gotta do that?
Because that horse died.
Came back, though. Resurrection. Reawakened.
Yeah. Theme of the show.
Yeah. What else have I done? What else have you done?
So we got pretty close to one of the... I don't know what they're called. Like, the big mech things that you're supposed
to... Oh, the Guardians?
The Guardians. The one in the desert. Honestly, I got there. I braved a sandstorm, and I found some treasure. The sandstorm is a little bit scary, because you can't access your map, so then you can't fast travel.
So you're screwed.
So, yeah, if it's nighttime,
Oh.
Like, can get dicey.
So you literally don't know where you're going at. Mm-mm. Oh my god. Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah. And it calms down for, like, an hour or two, like, during the day. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's, like, a set time, or if it's random, but I guess if you wait it out.
Is it like a... So, I know from reading the tips that for, like, the rain mechanic, if it's raining, there's different enemies and stuff like that. Is there different stuff going on during the sandstorm, or is it just... You're just wandering 40 days, 40 nights?
For the most part, I was just wandering, and then there was, like, some skeleton guys.
Just basic enemies?
Yeah. And I just ran away from all of them. Mm-hmm.
That's probably safe.
I'm really liking that you can climb, like, literally everything.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm just having more fun with that, because it just reminds me of Skyrim, and, like, it might be faster to go around, but I'm just gonna go up and over.
Right?
And just stubbornness takes over, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. And, like, I like it, because they almost reward you with that, because, A, you can pretty much climb everything. I think the only time I haven't been able to climb something is inside of the...
The little, like, dungeon things, yeah.
The, what are they called? Shrines?
Shrines, yeah.
And then sometimes at the very top of hills or mountains, there's one of the little Karok things.
Oh, yeah, the little tree spirit guys.
Yeah. So, pro tip, go to the top of things. You'll find stuff.
Yeah, and while we're talking about the seed guys, it's worthwhile to look under rocks, and if something looks suspicious in a tree, definitely check it out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I like the ones where there's one. There's actually two, so you'll see, like, little tree stumpy-looking things with a leaf or an arrow on it.
Yeah.
And so I found a few of those that I did no problem, but there's one where it went up higher than I could go, so I have no clue how I'm going to do that. I'm sure there's something that, like, can propel you up somewhere, yeah. Or I'm assuming you don't get anything later. It feels like you have all the skills available to you already.
Yeah. Did you try setting a fire and using your glider to go up?
Can you do that?
I think you can.
Holy cow. That's cool. No, I didn't. I have found, like, wind tunnels that, like, mm-hmm. shoot you up. So, yeah, I just assumed that there was something like that nearby. And I just didn't see it, so I just said, okay, later on. But then there was one where it was, like, super far away, and I had to, like, lie there super fast, and I don't...
Oh, are they timed? Like, if you don't do them, do they reset?
Yeah, so if you see the circle, the ring, it kind of has, like, little bubbles that get smaller, and that's, like, your little countdown.
Okay, I've not encountered that yet. But, yeah, there was one, and it just looked like a little Pikmin flower, and I was like, oh, what's this? And then it disappeared, and I was like, where'd it go? And then just looking around, you're like, oh, it's over there. And you just follow him around.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool because the first time I saw one of those, yeah, it disappeared. And I was like, okay, I guess that's that.
Yeah. Just go about my biz.
I killed it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. So Danielle told me about, she saw this, like, magical bunny.
Yes, they're blue, and yes. If you chase them, and then they eventually disappear.
I shot one. It gave me rupees.
Hmm.
And then, I didn't tell her this, because she really doesn't want to, like, hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, so this might be a little bit of a spoiler, forewarning. If you follow, if you're out at night, and you notice, like, off in the distance, there's, like, a glowy, lighty area... I chased that down, and essentially I saw a bunch of those glowy bunnies, and they were all, like, just sitting there in, like, a circle. Mm. It was really creepy, but then they all ran away, so I have no idea what that is supposed to be about.
I don't know. I've not encountered them all in a circle, but I've seen, like, random ones.
Yeah, I kept seeing, because, you know, I was looking around for all the shrines and the mm-hmm. towers, trying to figure out how to get to all of them. And so at night, you know, I was, like, using my binoculars to take a look around, and I kept seeing that glowing light in the distance, and at first I thought it was one of my things that I'd put down. Until I realized, no, I still have my little green icon down at the bottom. That can't be it. So I hunted it down once. And yeah, it was weird. So if you see that.
Okay.
Unravel that mystery. But yeah, there's just a bunch of cool little stuff like that. I really like the cooking aspect, too.
We've made some dubious foods, and I really like that they're just so grotesque that they're censored. It's like, and it won't hurt you, I guess. I don't know why you thought cooking some bat wings was a good idea.
Yeah. And I like the way he gets really excited.
Yeah, he's like, yes!
Yeah.
This is gonna be good.
I cooked this thing all by myself. Yeah. I need to, like, write down recipes, because I've made some really cool ones, but then I use them and I forget.
You can also see recipes, like, around the towns. Sometimes there's just, like, pictures hanging. And then, like, the stable inn, they'll have them, like, hanging on the wall, so you can check those out, too.
I did not know that. That's cool. See, there's also that I feel like Nintendo, they pretty much really pay attention to all their Zeldas and, like, put a lot of attention to detail in them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, as their first open-world game, they did a crazy amazing job.
Yeah, they nailed it.
Yeah. I can't really think of a complaint, honestly. I've tried. But, I mean, I'm reminded of Skyrim a lot, but again, it's like things that I feel like they did better, because, you know, like going over the mountains. In Skyrim, there would just be times that you'd get stuck, and you'd be like, damn it, I just let me get over this one little part, and you're just looking for that one part that you can get up. And I mean, you'll find it eventually, but it's like they saw that, and they're like, you know what, let's just let them do it.
Yeah, if you take the time to level up your stamina, you could literally climb up everything. Anything,
yeah. So, in every little aspect that I thought, because parts of it also kind of remind me of Shadows of Mordor. Like, the controls to it, I think it's...
With all the menus within menus?
No. It's more of, like, the fact that the way you run around, and just the way it feels when you're playing the game. And I think it only feels that way because the last two Zelda games have been played with the Wii Remote. So it has a different feel to it.
Yeah. And I definitely like it, because I'd never played Skyward Sword. So we played that just before the Switch came out. And it's not that I disliked Skyward Sword. The story was good, but I think the controls were horrible.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
And I think the sword fighting was made more difficult by the motion controls than it needed to be. Because sometimes it was just way off.
Yeah.
And, like, you could recalibrate your remote as much as you want, but it's just how it was.
Yep. And you beat Skyward Sword?
Mm-hmm.
That's further than a lot of people that I know. Like Jason.
Well, it was a team effort.
That's fair.
We both played it. We just took turns.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, Breath of the Wild, is pretty much perfect so far.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it. I feel...
Well, we're talking about the controls, though. The accessing all of your, like, sub-menus for items, it does take some getting used to. But once you get the hang of it, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the bow. And, like, switching between arrows.
I use my bow so much. I run out of arrows constantly.
Just let some enemies shoot theirs at you, and then you can pick them up.
That's true. I did do that. And one thing that I like, too, is that in older Zeldas, you could actually, if you use a wooden shield, then if an enemy shot an arrow at you when you were done in battle and you put your shield away, you would take those arrows.
Nice.
It works the same way in Breath of the Wild.
That's cool.
They brought that mechanic over, which is amazing, because that's one... I thought that was one of the coolest parts about that little, you know, secret about... I think it started in Twilight Princess. They did that. I think. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's actually an easy way. Just find a wooden shield, and you can just sit there and let them shoot at you. And just put it away real quick. You're good. But, yeah, there'd just be times that I'd be out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm like, oh, there's something I can hunt real quick. And I'm like, all I have here are these bomb arrows. I don't need that for a deer.
Speaking of bombs, that is my exclusive method of fishing.
Oh, I haven't done any fishing yet. That's a good idea.
Because there was a recipe we were trying to make that you needed fish and, like, the spicy peppers. Because we couldn't find, like, any meat that wasn't cooked or, like, any animals.
Yeah.
So Adrian was trying to figure out how to do fishing. I was like, I'm just going to chuck some bombs in the water.
Can you do actual fishing? Is there a fishing rod that you can find? Do you know?
I haven't found one, but I would imagine that there is. Just, like, imagine that there's a bug net at some point.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you find, like, ladles and mops and brooms.
Yeah. And they have torches, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just haven't seen one yet, so. All the fish that I have caught at this point have been because they've come ashore. And just, like, easy kill, bam.
Nice.
But yeah, so, one of the side missions I had to do required me to catch 10 bugs.
Oh my god. Oh, was it the, crickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still working on that one.
So, unfortunately, the easiest way that I was able to do it is, because you have the did you get the upgraded sensor plus thing?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe.
Once you upgrade your whatever it is.
Oh, the tablet. The, yeah.
Yeah. So that you can actually take pictures of things, and then you get a little sound indicator to hear if you're close to it. It's kind of a pain with the crickets because they jump, you know, really quickly. But if you catch one, at least then you can hunt them down a lot easier. Because, yeah, it was just taking me so long to find any of them.
If you want to cheat, if you find the wandering merchants, you can buy bugs.
Oh.
And it's not always, like, a guaranteed what they're going to have, but I've seen a variety of stuff.
I haven't really bought stuff from them as much as I've gone and sold, like, the ores that I find.
Yeah.
Which I'm hoping aren't going to be needed for stuff later. It seems like they're there to just sell. But I'm keeping a stockpile of each one of them anyways.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. The rare ones we're just kind of hanging on to, because we're like, if you need this to upgrade something, it'll be nice to have.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I think the only thing that we've really bought is clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the weather.
Yeah.
It's convenient to have those changes.
Yeah, and the clothes system and upgrading those clothes is pretty nifty, too. Yeah, every aspect about it is really cool.
We didn't put on any clothes until we actually got there to buy new ones. Because we just thought it was so funny. Like, this boy just running around in his underwear, burning down the forest, and, like, kicking logs into moblin camps.
That's really kind of horrifying.
But it's cool that you could, like, if you chop down a tree, you could set it on fire and then roll it down a hill.
Oh, you can set it on fire, too?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Holy cow. I never even thought about that.
A lot of fun stuff like that you could do. Like, we saw, you know how they have the exploding barrels?
Yeah.
So there was two of them in their little camp, and I was fighting one of them, and the second one that was further back, he was going to try and throw the barrel at me. Mm-hmm. And he just hit the guy in front of him and killed him. So his body is just, like, flying at us. And they both just died.
That's awesome. Yeah, the physics in this game are actually really cool. So that's the other thing. It reminds me of Portal, especially the damn it, I keep forgetting the name. The shrines. Because it feels like you're in a test chamber, pretty much. Like, it's one simple little puzzle here that you do.
Yeah.
And what's really cool about that is there's the main puzzle, but then there always seems to be, like, a secondary puzzle to get to a box.
Yeah.
That, they're usually not just hidden, but some of them are just hidden somewhere. But yeah, sometimes you have to figure out a second puzzle how to get to a box, and it gives you, you know, either a pretty decent weapon or a bunch of rupees.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so it doesn't feel like in the world at large you need to be hunting for items. I don't feel like you're going to find anything more spectacular out in the world other than maybe the Master Sword.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's actually in the shrines that you really want to go to.
Yeah. Well, not only that, like, that's your way of essentially leveling up.
Yeah.
Anyways, is by doing those. But we actually turned off the little sensor that, like, lets you know if you're closer to him.
Yeah. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'd, like, first 5 minutes, I was like, no, I gotta get rid of this. So I'll just find them on my own and call it a real adventure.
Yep.
But yeah, it's, and then, not that they necessarily get, like, harder, but they're teaching you, like, different skills.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's an open world, like, you'll just learn everything, like, at a different rate.
Yeah.
Depending on how every person does it, but...
Yeah, somebody was saying that they didn't realize that you could do all the dodging and whatnot, which I guess might be typical if you didn't play any Zeldas before.
Yeah.
You might not know that, and I guess it would be easy to overlook the dungeon that kind of...
goes over all of that with you.
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, I mean, that could just be something that you find completely on your own anyways. And yeah, it's just going to depend on what you hunt for and what you're looking for and whatnot, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
That might be an oversight on their part, but...
But I would imagine that almost everybody has either played Twilight Princess or Skyward Sword.
Yeah. Or even Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much,
it hasn't,
right?
Changed, like, that much since then.
Yeah, any of the 3D Zeldas, they do, you can at least... Yeah, you've been able to do backflips on all of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty much only if you've missed all of the 3D Zeldas.
Yeah, if you've lived in a hole in the last 15 years.
Or you're just a youngin' and you're new to the Zelda universe.
That's true.
Which, I mean, but that was my case, too, when I first played, the first Zelda that I ever played was on the Game Boy. It was Link's Awakening. And, I was stuck at the very first dungeon for an extremely long time. Like, months. And the reason why is because, never having played any Zelda before, not even, I didn't even know anybody that had played Zelda. I didn't realize that one of the most basic mechanics is you can push on blocks to find hidden doors. And there is actually, as far as I can remember, there's no indication of that going on anywhere in the game that you can do that.
You just gotta test them out.
Yeah. And so it was finally the first person that I knew that had played Zelda. He was like, oh yeah, you can move the block. And I was like, oh, holy cow.
This whole game just got a lot easier.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe they're not good at that because it's kind of like a puzzle game anyways, and maybe, you know, in my child brain I didn't realize that, but I think for the most part, people will be fine.
Yeah.
Even if they don't know about the dodging-ness, you know, there's going to be a point where you're going to fight an enemy where you're not going to know how to battle against him, and you're going to go back and trace your steps and try to figure out, okay, what am I missing here? Probably. I assume. Maybe not.
Just chuck bombs at him.
Yeah.
Or chickens.
Speaking of, have you faced any of the boss-esque enemies?
No. But I did find, like, this rock giant guy.
Yeah.
And I did zero damage, so we just left.
Yeah. Oh, you left. You got away with your life.
Well, Ben and, he moves slow.
Ben and I... Well, okay, so Ben and I's story sounds really similar. We tried to attack it, found we were unsuccessful at doing anything, tried to get away, and it just happened to be like that's when it was swinging. and one hit kill. So,
well, I was leery of attacking it straight on because I don't know if you encountered the small rock creatures.
Not until later. It wasn't until later. But
so yeah, we had come across one of those on accident, and we're like, oh, why is this rock moving? And then it attacked us, and we're like, oh, okay. You don't really do that much damage with the sword you had, or the sword I had at the time. So when I saw the bigger one, I was like,
this is probably not going to fare
much better. So I'll just test it out and then take off.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, maybe you have to use bombs on them? I don't know.
No, my bombs didn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
That's usually the first thing I do is just throw bombs at things. Because I'm really liking that you don't detonate
run
them.
Out. Oh, yeah, and they're remote.
You don't run out, yeah. The first time we used the bomb was funny because we were like in this little cave and Adrian was way too close to it. So he set off the bomb and it just shoots Link into the wall and you just see his ragdoll body just fly across the screen and then die.
So I don't know what it is with this one. I usually don't have a problem with being too close to bombs in Zelda. But in this game, I don't know what it is, but I almost always, I don't kill myself. I think I've done it a few times, but I usually don't kill myself, but I'll get really close.
Well, the blast radius does seem like it is a bit bigger.
Yeah.
But I do like that they have the square bombs also.
Oh, yeah.
Those are convenient.
Really mm-hmm.
So you don't have them rolling down the hill, or when it's really windy outside.
Yeah. And I like that you can use all of those powers simultaneously. Like, you can freeze something, or you can make an ice block to get up to something and then freeze it, and then even chuck a bomb at it. Like, you can use all three of those in conjunction, provided you have the time to do it. And speaking of that freeze mechanic, it's really cool.
That one has taken me probably the longest to get used to.
Oh, really?
Of, like, aiming, like, where you're shooting the objects.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not great at that.
Yeah, neither am I. Admittedly.
But it seems that if you use the hammer, it's a little bit easier.
Any of the big Warhammer type ones? I'll keep that in mind. I think, I can't remember what, I think it was a broadsword that I was using for a puzzle. That gave me the most control, so I feel like, yeah, probably the bigger, heavier ones might be better for it. Because, yeah, there's an area that I found called Thundara Plateau, I think. And there's, like, a bunch of orbs that you have to get into these four, like, divots. Kind of like the other puzzles that are inside the shrines.
Mm-hmm.
But there's four of them out there, and they're all, like, on top of stuff.
Okay.
So
I think I am at the edge of that area. I think I just got the tower near there.
Uh-huh. It's, like, a really rainy, thundery place.
Yeah. And then there's, like, water around the tower.
I don't remember.
And then there's, like, the little lightning guys that suck balls. Maybe it's a different one.
Oh, the wizards.
Yeah. I hate those guys.
Yeah, they're the worst in this game.
The first one I encountered was a frost one, and just one hit killed me. So I was prepared for frostiness, and when I got there, and then they were electric. And that's the one I was telling you that I was just, like, jumping up the thing, and then there's, like, thunder going everywhere, and it was really scary because that guy had it out for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was satisfying making it to the top.
Oh, yeah. I think there's only one tower now that because I went back to the one that you and I had discussed before with the two guardians that are
like shooting lasers at you? Yeah.
So, yeah, once I jumped up a bit, I think I actually had to upgrade my stamina once to have enough to do it. But, yeah, once I did that, it was no problem. But there's a tower that I found that is, like, near some ruins. And it's, like, completely encased in that weird goopy stuff that seems to be around the castle.
Oh, okay.
And so, if you touch that, your hearts just start depleting right away.
Oh, like poison.
Yeah. Now, there's another tower that I had found before that where it's, like, there's these eyes that grow on it. When I shot the eye, like, something happened, and I was able to get up the tower. This one, I found an eye, I shot it. Nothing happened. So I don't know how to get up there.
I've not encountered those two yet.
Yeah, I think they're both up north.
I
want to say. So I spent like 45 minutes trying to figure it out. And I was like, all right, this ain't happening.
Yeah, I've been doing all of that because I don't think Adrian has the patience to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was it? I want to say it's near, like, the Zoras, like, on the way over there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just, like, a bunch of enemies. And then there's, like, the kind of, like, rose bushes.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, prickly and you have to, like, go up a certain route.
Yeah.
And that's where that frost one got me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it was, like, trying to dodge him and make it up there without impaling myself on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about, actually.
There's, like, a bunch of giant skeleton bones.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Like, on the way to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hunting down those memories. I feel like there might be... I don't know if this is true, but there might be a memory in each area.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You just see, like, a major landmark in each one.
Yeah, it seems... Because I think there's 12, and I think I figured... Because I've already... Since I've explored so many of the places, I'm not sure. Like, I can't see the outlines for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a 4x3, which is exactly how it is in the... In the menu?
Oh, the gallery?
Yeah, in the gallery, exactly. So, yeah, I have a feeling that's how it is. So I'm hoping that'll give me a clue because there's one of those memories is just some forest area.
Oh, yeah.
Did you find it?
If it's the one I'm thinking of, yes, but by accident, because I was just off exploring and I was like, oh, what's this pond? And then I just went and I was like, that hill looks familiar, so I was, like, going through, and I was like, wait, it's not this angle, so I had to, like, go around the whole thing and, like, find the right angle of it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now I'm jealous. Because, yeah, I was just looking at that, and it's like, everything else kind of has something that I can... Oh, yeah, there's something in the background there. Maybe I can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
but, yeah, that's the only one where it's just, like, these are just trees. That's all I'm looking at. So... I'm hoping that if there is one in each area, at least that'll help me pinpoint which forests I need to be in.
Well, we're talking about the memories, like, I guess this one would be a spoiler if you haven't found any of those yet. But I find it interesting that at the start of the story, that Link isn't the hero.
Mm-hmm.
And that Zelda doesn't really seem to like him that much.
Yeah, she's kind of a bitch.
And she's just like, why can't you do this? Why aren't you doing this? You should be better at this.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'm excited to see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It's really, really cool. Yeah, because, I mean, if you haven't played the first 5 minutes of it, then you don't know. But it's like, the story is... that he fails, like, completely, pretty much.
Yeah, like, he's gonna die.
Yeah. And so, I guess, it kind of sounds like, I don't know if at that point Zelda trusts him, like, she's grown to trust him, or if it's, like, in that moment she realized that, oh, crap, maybe he will be our only hope.
Yeah.
And so that's why she tries to save him.
Or, yeah, if she sees something in him later on that...
Yeah.
Changes her mind.
But yeah, so the story is really interesting in that aspect because it kind of normally it's just Link saves the day, right?
Yeah, they're bound to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny.
And it's cool too because they make, since Zelda's so headstrong in this one, which, and she's pretty much, since all the 3D ones have come out, she's been a very headstrong character. But I like the way that they made her almost like she doesn't want to depend on Link at all. Like, she's not there to be rescued at all. Like, she's going to do everything, you know? That's the way that it feels like she feels. Which is really cool. But then it's almost like she realizes later on, at least that, you know, after everything has happened, that she's just a piece of the greater puzzle. So she's not exactly any less than Link, but she's not better than Link. That's what it feels like, but I'm not
sure. I guess if you haven't played Skyward Sword, then you wouldn't understand why that they're always the same, like, they always play the same roles.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she has the goddess blood in her, and I think a part of her always at some point remembers that,
mm-hmm.
and has maybe some of her memories, maybe not. But she does know that that's always the same cycle, so...
Yeah, and that whole story is really cool. So I've tried to figure out where this game falls in the timeline. I have a theory that it actually might span two areas.
Well, I thought that before the game came out, people were trying to figure that out also, just based on what you could see.
Yeah.
And I thought that the pretty popular idea was that it kind of combines all three of the timelines. Because each timeline has a race that's kind of particular to that timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And since this one has...
All of them.
All of them, that it would, at some point, combine them all.
Yeah. Well, so... I don't know. So... A lot of the popular theories that I've looked up online seem to say that it's pretty much Zelda 3. It happens after Zelda 2 in the whole A Link to the Past timeline. Mm-hmm. but, and that's the thing, it's like, I get the feeling that they wanted to bring everything together because of having all the characters in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, things seem weird. I don't know. It doesn't all make sense in my head, pretty much, when I try to figure it out, because it's like, I don't feel like they would create a whole new timeline or rewrite any history or anything to do that. I feel like it does exist somewhere in the timeline. And for me, I think it exists in the Twilight Princess timeline. And pretty much the biggest clue to that, and again, it could just be whatever, because, you know, it doesn't have to work that way, is that Zelda, in one of the memories, Zelda explicitly mentions Skyward Sword, Ocarina of Time, and Twilight Princess.
I haven't got that one. Way to ruin it for me, Duke.
I'm sorry. Well, she doesn't, like, say it, you know?
Yeah.
But...
Well, there was one, I think, I know, the Skyward Sword one that you were talking about. I think that's one that I got, because it, yeah, it reminded me of that, so...
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so, but since, you know, Skyward Sword and Ocarina of Time, those are in one timeline there, the only one that's outside of that split is Twilight Princess. So, I feel like, because of that, maybe that's the only clue that we'll have as to what time it is in. But since it actually expands over 10,000 years...
Yeah, I was thinking if it's... Like, their original story is 10,000 years ago, and it's kind of just repeating that,
mm-hmm.
that it could, like, any of the games could just fall in between there.
Yeah, exactly. And so what I'm wondering is, and again, it's just a crazy theory, but I'm wondering if there's a period of peace that I think is in the Hyrule Historia that happens before the Ocarina of Time. And so I'm wondering if that's when the pre-10,000 years comes from, and they're talking about all of that. And then It's after that, after it's all fallen into legend, after Ocarina of Time happens, after Twilight Princess. Mm-hmm. Then they're looking back and they see, oh, there's this really, really old story of hell. Ganon's going to come back. And that's what they're prepping for. And they uncover all this super, super old stuff. Maybe. I don't know.
I know. But I also was thinking that it's interesting that they have places named specifically from other games, which I don't recall them ever doing that before.
Yeah, me neither.
And even the map layout, like on a bigger scale, is pretty similar to the Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's actually, I found a place, this might be big spoilers. I found two places that mention areas in, Link's Awakening. So there's, I don't, do you want to hear this? Are you okay with this? So there's Gopanga Swamp in Link's Awakening, and there's a Gopanga something. It's a very swampy area.
Yeah.
In Breath of the Wild. But then, I think it's the most southern east portion of the map.
Or like that beach?
Yeah. There's an island past that. And that, the name of the island in Link's Awakening is something like Koholint or something like that. So it's very similar to, but it's not the exact same name as the island in Link's Awakening. But, I mean, I'm assuming it's a reference to that. Yeah. And I don't know if that really spoils anything or if they're just, you know, playing up to Zelda fans.
Well, there's also the desert from Skyward Sword.
Mm-hmm.
Is
oh, really?
A place. Yeah.
Oh,
Kakariko Village, obviously.
Yeah. And they mention actually the Kokori Forest isn't in there. It seems to be changed to the Korok Forest.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody told me that. I haven't found it yet, so.
And I also thought the king that you talked to in the beginning, he looked like Zelda's dad from Skyward Sword.
Oh, I don't even remember what he looked like in Skyward Sword.
But they say his name and it's not the same. But I just thought that was interesting that he looks like him.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad's always her dad.
Yeah, that's weird. You think they just always look for him then? Right? Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I love the game.
Just excited to keep playing it.
Yeah, me too.
I think the only thing that I could say that I dislike, and it's not even, like, game-changing for me, is I don't really care for Zelda's voice.
Oh, her British-y accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's I don't want to say off-putting, but it's just, it feels kind of misplaced.
Yeah. Because, like, pretty much all of the major people have voice actors, and they have some sort of cutscene or something where you hear them,
mm-hmm.
and hers is just the most out of place for me. It just...
I agree.
Bleh.
Yeah.
But it doesn't detract from my enjoyment of the game.
Same here. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything that I can really say negative other than that. They're actually... What are you doing, dog? Lay down. This break was brought to you by Stephanie.
Franken dog.
I don't know where her Franken weenie costume went. Oh, she was so cute in that. Look at her, she's gonna fall. Right. I remember there was something, actually, that I kind of wish they would have done. But I can't recall it now. But yeah, I mean, the reviews that people have given it, I think it's totally worthy of it.
I've not read any reviews.
I haven't read any.
All I've seen is, like, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's it. I typically don't read reviews.
Yeah,
because I don't really care what other people think about it.
Well, I listen to a few podcasts, and so that's pretty much my review that I've read.
Well, for me, like, even for movies, it's hard for me to, I guess, take them serious, because, like, obviously, everybody likes their own thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they might have some valid points, but I wouldn't, like, not play a game or not see something because they said it was bad.
Yeah, same here.
Or because it was good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I don't really take what I hear from Cheap Ass Gamer at face value, because they like games in a very different way than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy listening to their criticisms, which, you know, they actually had a lot of not good things to say about Zelda, but they were a lot more on board with it than I thought they would be.
Interesting.
So I think that's good. But like when it comes to like the Player One podcast, like the things that they love about games, they always sound like it's right up my alley. So
that's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, still, even if they said something's bad, you know, and I'm excited to check it out, I'm going to do it anyways, because you got to find out for yourself. So that's the thing. It's if this looks anywhere like you might enjoy it, I would say definitely check it out. It's been actually surprisingly good, which is a breath of fresh air.
It has far exceeded my expectations of how good it would be.
Yeah, you know, and I was really worried that, you know, oh, another open world game. Oh, it's Nintendo. Uh-oh, it's Zelda.
After Skyward Sword. Like, again, like, I love the story for Skyward Sword, but there was a lot of things about that game that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, like, the last quarter of the game just felt like the worst fetch quest ever.
Mm-hmm. That's completely fair, actually.
I'm just excited to get more of the main story and exploring. I like it all.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're going to try to get to the story as much as possible and maybe do more later? Or do you just love being in the world and going around and, you know, just doing little quests here and there and taking a look at it all and finding new places? And
I really like the exploring and finding new places, and I still have a few towers to get, so I'm going to do that. But I want to at least try to do one of the Guardian missions or dungeons or whatever they are here pretty soon.
How many hearts do you have and stamina?
We have 5 hearts. I think we've got 2 stamina upgrades.
Ooh, you're ahead of me.
I think we would probably be further along if we didn't turn off the help for finding the shrines, but I'm okay with that.
Me too.
But even, like, not having very many hearts, as long as you don't just rush headfirst into battles, you do pretty much fine. If you dodge and you'll be okay fighting, like, some of the tougher enemies.
Yeah. You know, so one of the podcasts I listened to, I think it was the Player One podcast, one of them said that they were really sad because they upgraded their stamina, like, a bunch before they upgraded their health.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of kicking themselves for that later on. However, there is something that I found. I want to say it's by Hinto Village. That's pretty important, I think. It's a statue that will, it takes either a heart or a stamina block away.
Oh, and, like, converts it?
It doesn't convert it. It takes it away, and you have to pay to get it back.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but when you get it back, you get to choose if you want it as a heart or stamina. So it does convert it, but it costs.
At a price.
Yeah, it costs money.
Okay.
Which I think is a really, really cool mechanic, but it is something that can be easily missed, because it's literally, like, it's not far from the village. It's, like, right outside the village, but it's, like, in a really nondescript, like, just around a hill.
Okay.
So So yeah, again, I'm pretty sure it's by Hinto Village. If you just take a look around, hopefully you'll find it. But so that does exist, though. If you need to do that, I guess, and you feel like you're up against a wall, just look it up online. Find out where it is, because that's something that should be known.
So have you used any of the... Did you get any of the amiibos?
No, I didn't.
Do you have any of the other amiibos?
The Zelda amiibos?
Yeah.
I have Link. And I have Link. And I have Link. And I have a Zelda.
Because I want to say, if you have the Twilight Princess one with Wolf Link...
I don't have that one.
That will give you a wolf companion?
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that.
And I'm not sure which Link one it is. I don't know if it's the Skyward... Or the Smash Brothers one. But that will give you Epona.
Ah. Well, I do have a... I have Ocarina Link and Smash Brothers Link. And Toon Link. And Toon Zelda. That's it.
I have them all, but they're all boxed still.
You don't have extras?
Adrian has... We have a Twilight Princess, the Wolf Link, but not the Smash Brothers one. And then I bought all of the new ones, but mine are all boxed. The Guardian one is cool because you could bend all the legs.
Oh, yeah?
So it's pretty fun.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, I think I was... Because I really wanted to pick up the HD Twilight Princess, but I just never did. So I think I actually am going to pick that up next. That way I get that amiibo. Because they still have it for sale at Walmart.
Yeah.
So I'm sure at GameStop, too.
Probably.
If they have it at Chaunce Shop, they'll probably go there.
And you could even find the amiibo separate if that's what you're looking for.
Well, I wanted to get the...
Re-spiffied game?
Yeah, so I figured I might as well just get the combined. Yeah.
Cool.
There you go, everybody. That's our Breath of the Wild...
intro.
Yeah.
Next time, maybe we'll... have one of the dungeons done.
Yeah, so I don't know if... there's one more thing on it. I don't know if that... what's it called? The Nar Plateau might be a dungeon. Just because it was a puzzle to get into. Or to get that shrine to show up. Maybe.
Well, I think it's... They're not, like, specific, like... dungeons, like how they typically are.
Yeah.
I think because it's so open world that it's going to be like with the environment, and you have to do certain stuff in order to get to the Guardian itself. And then maybe that's going to be, I don't know, maybe like Shadow of the Colossus, where you got to do stuff with that to figure out the mechanics of whatever you need to do for it.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Time will tell. We'll see. We'll let you guys know soon. I'm sure you guys will. Be there first.
Maybe.
Because I feel like I take it, like, when it comes to these open world games, I just get so distracted.
Yes.
Well,
that's like Skyrim. I beat, like, all of the side quests before I did the main story. New Vegas, I have technically never beat the main story, and I've spent probably, like, 300 hours in it.
Yep.
Fallout 4, I still haven't beat the main story.
It's
3 fun. I beat. That's the only one.
That's it. You hear a lot of people saying how, what is it? 1-2 Switch isn't worth the $60, and then you compare it to this game that has just this crazy amount of content in it, and it's $60, and it's like... No wonder people feel that way. You have these two games that, I mean...
Yeah, they're, like, drastically different.
Yeah.
And I don't think Bomberman was $60, though, right?
Was it 40?
I think it might have been 40. Yeah, and I was interested in the 1-2 Switch, and I still kind of am. And I've heard mixed things about it, and I think if, you know, you're playing with a fun group of friends...
Yeah.
It's kind of what you make it.
Yep.
But for $60,
yeah, it seems steep.
If it was $40, I would probably get it, no problem.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be something that you'll see a lot of copies of soon, for really cheap, so...
Yeah, like Wii Sports.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you excited for Binding of Isaac?
On the...
Well, when you get a Switch.
Yeah, so I will probably be getting a Switch. I'm hoping by my birthday.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah. Definitely by Christmas. I definitely want one by then. Mm-hmm. I should be able to afford it by then. But yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I'm missing out on too much now. Except for maybe the Splatoon preview thing. Because I love Splatoon, and honestly, I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited for it.
So, yeah, does it have a release date?
I'm not sure.
I guess I could look that up if I have my phone.
Have the technology.
I don't have the technology.
Look it up with your wallet.
I'll try. I can't get it to do right. Nope. I might have left it in my other pants. My other pants.
That's a hot tray, not a phone.
It's a hot phone.
Splatoon 2. Loading.
Seriously, where did I leave my phone?
This just says 2017.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. So yeah, when that gets released, I might get it for when Mario Kart comes out. I don't know. I definitely want there to be a few games for me to pick up, on it before I actually purchase it. Because I feel like I'm not really missing out getting Breath of the Wild on the Wii U. I'm gonna purchase it again for the Switch. That way I can play through it again and love it.
Yeah.
On the go. Whenever I want. Did you buy a game case for all your games?
Mm-mm. Our two games. Oh, that way I guess we got the Shovel Knight, Spectre of Torment.
How's that?
It is so good. I didn't beat the first Shovel Knight because I am not very good at those kind of games.
Yeah.
Because it's like Castlevania-y, mm-hmm. Mega Man, and I just die a lot, and then I just get sad.
Yeah.
But I watch Adrian play it, and it's so good. The music is so good. The story is good. The level designs are great.
Mm-hmm.
So you could either download it by itself for, I think, like $10, or you could get all three of them. So it's Shovel Knight, the Plague one, and that one for, I think, $25.
Really, huh?
So that one, it's pretty nice.
Hmm. I'll keep that in mind. Anything else Switch-related that you want to talk about? Since you're the one with the fancy new console.
One thing I am sad about is it doesn't have fun menu music.
Oh, really?
Like the Wii. The Wii probably had the best. Like, the Wii U's was okay, but the Wii had the best. It's just quiet.
Huh. Now, is there, like, any, like, tones or anything that play in the background?
I think there are, like, when you select things.
Oh, that's boring.
but it's, yeah, it's not, like, background fun.
Yeah, because do you remember the Wii channel?
Yeah, where you, like, vote for stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
That one, yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah, and you know, some of those things that came out, they're so gimmicky, but they made the Wii really fun. Like, just to turn on. Like, it actually kept me kind of engaged. Mm-hmm. With playing the Wii, whereas the Wii U, I feel like I don't really turn it on unless I'm playing Mario Kart or, well, now, Breath of the Wild, but...
Yeah. I mean, the Wii U had the little, like, doodle things, but I didn't do that a whole lot.
I did like looking at other people's, but I'm not that great of a drawler, so...
No. You could get all the stamps.
Yeah.
Smash them up.
Yeah. If I could draw, I would use those for, like, bonus things.
Enhancement.
But I guess if I could draw, then I probably wouldn't use them, huh?
It's true.
Catch 22. Yeah. That's kind of sad. I hope you'll be able to add that. Maybe they'll bring that in the future. I don't know. It feels like people sound like they feel like the system's kind of rushed and incomplete. And it kind of sounds like that's how Nintendo views it, too. You know, like, they're waiting for the holiday season to have it, like, completely ready to go. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't know, like, if it's...
I don't really have, I mean, menu music I could live without. That's not, like, a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
But I really don't have any other complaints other than that.
Well, I mean, like, Virtual Console. It's weird that it's not there.
I wouldn't expect there to be, like, so much stuff available to download right off the bat anyways.
That's true, especially given their track record. But I feel like by now, that's what people clamor for. Like, I think people were really upset with the 3DS because it took a while for so many Virtual Console games to come out, and everybody was kind of like, why haven't you guys released this stuff yet? Like, it's begging for it. And so I feel like that might be a missed opportunity, and I don't think there's anything bad about it. I mean, if they're going to bring it eventually, then whatever. But, I mean, I guess I can see the merit to some people's complaints that that's what's going on, you know?
That's fair, and especially if it's a portable system, it would be nice to be able to do that.
Yeah, it just feels like, you know, if they really wanted to come out with a bang, you know, and they could just be like, here, we have this massive library.
But at the same time, it's not like it's replacing the 3DS. It's not like
that's true.
The portable system for Nintendo. Like, that's still the 3DS. They're still doing that.
Yeah, and that's going to be interesting to see where that goes in the future, I think. But I definitely don't think that Nintendo wants to step on themselves on that yet.
But I think the new president is also making a lot of changes. Like, now they're putting out mobile games, which they never, ever did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think they're just getting in the swing of testing a lot of different stuff out all at once, and maybe that's why it's taking longer.
Yeah, maybe. Which is cool. I'm glad that Nintendo likes to test things out. I feel like they've been on the motion controls for too long, and there's a game theory that says that there's a possibility that this might be them, like, dipping their toes into VR. But I've seen, like, some people ask Nintendo directly, like, is VR coming to the Wii, or sorry, to the Switch? God, it's been so long. Wii's. But I think they responded that it's something that they're looking into, but I have a feeling that the limited knowledge that I have about the way that VR works, I don't think that's how they're going to go with it. It doesn't seem that to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the tablet itself is too big to be, like, put it into something and then you'll have a VR experience. Right? Or no? Do you think it's small enough? I mean, yeah, I feel like it'd have to be a good distance away, yeah. Right?
Like, you would have to get a whole separate, like, piece like you do anyways, and then maybe you could just use, like, the Joy-Cons with it.
Yeah, which is what people are thinking. Maybe, but I don't know. Do you think it'd be too heavy for your...
Yeah.
For your head to hold up comfortably?
I don't know. Well, if it was, like, a good enough, like, had to be, like, that far away from your face for it to be the right distance, I feel like it would be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not really, like, heavy.
Yeah.
To hold the whole thing.
Yeah.
But if it was just, like, on your face, maybe.
I don't know. It'll be interesting if they do.
But Nintendo's never gonna straight up confirm anything or deny anything.
Yeah, that's very true. Everything's in the dark until it's leaked out, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have any game news. I didn't really look up any releases.
Splatoon sometime.
Yeah.
Binding of Isaac comes out in a couple of weeks, I think. Maybe a week. ARMS comes out this spring.
Are you getting ARMS?
We are. I probably won't be very good at it, because I wasn't good at Punch-Out either.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still looking forward to playing Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got to play, like, 2 hours of it before the Switch came out.
Yeah. Somebody was talking about that.
It's so good.
Is it? Yeah. That's what I've heard.
It's beautiful. And I haven't really, like, done that much in the story. I've just been roaming around hunting robot animals. And real animals.
Yeah, here there's a... There's a good mix of both, right? There's real stuff and robot stuff for you to kill.
Yeah, and it's cool because when you hunt the robots, like, you can harvest their parts, and then you make, like, your arrows and upgrades and other stuff with that. And then, like, the animals, like, you can harvest the meat and the hides and stuff, and you make stuff. So it's a pretty cool mix.
Hmm. I might have to check that out. There's a lot of things I gotta check out. I still have to finish, I haven't touched, the new Mirror's Edge.
Ew, yeah.
I've played, like, a few hours. No, more than that. Maybe, like, 4 or 5 hours of it. And I just kind of stopped. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Minecraft. It's got a hold of me.
Yeah, we started another map, on the Xbox. And we found a water temple and a village right off the bat.
Ooh.
So we made another portal, which we're, like, right next to a stronghold.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So everything's been super convenient. The only thing we haven't found is a mine, which is what I want, because I want the tracks.
So for the main non-hardcore server that I have running on the PC right now, I have actually finally found the portal to the end. I need more Eyes of Ender to activate it, but I found it. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah.
I've never been there, so.
Me either. And on our previous map, we'd actually gone through the... It was, everything was so far away. It was, like, a big ordeal to find everything.
Yeah, I hate it when
that happens. We found a stronghold, or dungeon, I don't know what they're called, in, like, the main map.
Yeah.
That was under the ocean.
Oh.
So we had to do a bunch of stuff to get down there. So we found the end portal thing where you have to put all the eyes in there, and then we just got busy with other stuff and never actually did it, and we just decided to start over.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I'm hoping I don't start... Well, so, the thing is, we have the hardcore server that we're running now, too. Jason really wanted... Not Jason Ariola, Jason McKenna. He really, really wanted to play some hardcore. So we were like, okay, I guess we'll do this. And we decided that if anybody dies on the server, that would just be it for all of us. We would all just start over again. That way nobody's waiting to be able to play again, you know? So right now, every one of us, well, so me, Jason, and Ben have all died once. Anjali hasn't. but we're actually in a really good spot right now. There's actually a temple, a water temple that's really close by. Also too, when we open the nether portal, it's not, like, right next to, but it's really close to a stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's hardcore, I'm so scared. I am so, so scared, like, constantly. Yeah. Like, I pretty much just run. but I've never used a shield before. Have you ever used a shield?
No.
So, that thing has saved my life in hardcore. So hardcore. yeah, like, that's the thing. If you do play hardcore, definitely get a shield. They really, really help a lot. Because you can pretty much a blast from a ghast, you'll be fine if you have a shield.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and of course, they protect you from the arrows and all the other stuff really well. So.
I was actually trying to log into mine on my computer, And do you remember last time where it, like, wouldn't recognize my account name or my email?
Oh, yeah.
So it did that again.
Yes.
So I have to figure that out.
So there's a reason why it happened this time. They switched to a new system.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to actually re-register under the new system with your old account. It's kind of confusing, but they have directions on Minecraft.net, I think.
Yeah, I saw that. And then I was like, I don't want to deal with this now.
Yeah. It's kind of annoying because it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But it's supposed to unify stuff, so I don't know. I guess it's easier for them.
Since Microsoft bought it.
Yeah. So, and you might be able to... No, actually, I don't know. Because you can, at least for now, you can... if you have Minecraft, you can download the Windows 10 version, which I don't know what that means. It might be the mobile / Xbox version on Windows 10. That way you can technically play...
Oh, like with people that are online?
I don't know if that's how it works, but I kind of assume that that's what it must be gearing for.
Yeah, that would make sense since they were trying to do a big push for crossplay.
Yeah.
Microsoft is like the only one that does it. But... Yeah. Someday, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I was going to do it eventually one day, but I get distracted with just playing the game, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's all I got. That's all I've been playing. I played a little bit of more of Ocarina of Time. I beat the Water Temple. Finally.
When you're an adult?
Yes.
The one when you're an adult was actually easier for me than when you're a kid. Because that fucking princess.
I thought the one when I was a kid, I think that was easier for me, but I don't know if that's because I actually did it more than a few times this last go around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've played that part before. So this time doing the adult Water Temple, this is the first time I'd ever seen it. And I honestly, I mean, Ben was telling me, and I think I remember hearing this, that they added a few things. Like, they put designs on the wall so that people wouldn't get as lost. And I think I know what it's talking about, but I don't think that really helps a whole lot. I'm not sure.
It's been a long time since I played that one, so I don't know.
I wanna go play the original version just so I can see what's different. But yeah.
And then play the mirror version.
Oh, yeah, right. Was it the Master Quest?
Is that what it's called?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'd have to borrow. I think Robert has that, right?
I think so. For the GameCube?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. So, anything else you want to talk about?
I guess we'll save something for next time.
Yeah. We've been recording for a while, so I think we did good.
We only forgot what we were talking about once.
Yeah. Although I was going to edit that out, so now that's going to be awkward.
Now you can edit that out, too.
No, I'll leave this one in.
Okay. Then you'll never know what I wasn't talking about.
Right? I'll forget to edit it out.
Yeah.
No, it's I'm going to try to listen to it this time. So.
I'm going to try to listen to it this time.
Well, I mean, you know, back in the day, it was like, we got it down to such a good motion that I felt like I usually didn't have to edit it, so I just never did. You know, I would just slap the music on.
Lazy, is what I'm hearing.
Well, some of it was laziness, but a lot of it is, unless I felt like, oh shit, I think I need to edit it, I wouldn't give it a whole listen through.
Mm-hmm.
But I would check, like, certain parts here and there and make sure that the audio quality was at least decent. Because, you know...
How considerate for their ears.
I tried. I don't know if I was successful. I don't even know if I still have all those old files, but... We'll see.
We'll just have to redo them all.
From memory?
Yeah.
Ooh. Holy crap. I can't do that.
We have to wrangle up some people.
Right? Ugh. There's a lot of weird conversations.
Yes.
We definitely need John back for the milk core.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that should be like annual.
Right? A refresher?
Yeah.
You gotta get recertified in your milk core expertise.
Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, you have something to look forward to.
Yeah. Ooh, that's true. Yeah, we'll have to talk to John about that for sure. Well, I guess we'll close it out. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you for having me over.
Thank you for being over here. Yeah. Yeah, that's a sentence. Twitter. We used to do that.
I don't anymore. Not really.
I
don't
either. I looked at it.
Accidentally opened one of the emails where it's like, somebody said this, and I was like trying to delete it, and it opened it, and they're like, oh, welcome back. So then now I'm just getting all this stuff. I'm like, dang it.
No, I actually open it up every now and then and kind of look at, you know, some of the feeds that I used to. I actually dwindle down the people that I follow to, like, just people that I want to get news from or friends. But yeah, on Facebook, that's all I really social media net lately.
Instagram.
Oh, yeah. What's your Instagram? Oh, wait. Do you have to accept people?
I don't know.
Do you allow the weirdos?
No, I think my Instagram anybody can view, but Facebook is the one that's private. I mean, you can send me a friend request, but...
But I ain't gonna guarantee you nothing.
No, I usually don't look at them anyways.
You just see the number go up?
Yeah, no, I'm we'll just like, ignore all these.
Oh. Yeah. That's good.
What is this? Zambot. Lowercase x AMBOT.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah, it's my name for everything, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could follow me on Twitter. Just don't expect a whole lot.
Yeah.
I think I posted one thing a year ago, and then it's like 3 years before that, so. And I was like, oh, it's been like 3 years, or a year. See you later.
Never again.
So Instagram, if you want to see pictures of my pets, or toys that I buy, or weird mutants that show up on Pokemon Go.
Ooh, yeah, that's right, huh? I saw that one.
Yeah.
That was, gross.
Yeah.
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 I don't have an Instagram. Well, no, I do have an Instagram.
You do, you just don't use it.
Yeah, I don't use it, so there's that. You actually might get more out of me from Twitter. Because I complain sometimes on Twitter. And that is Frankie1029, if you're interested.
I'm gonna go follow you.
Okay. That sounds creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
You could go to the show's Facebook.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I still get notifications about that.
Me too.
Someone viewed this page.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you get notifications on it, too.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. So, view the page. That's probably how you're going to get it. How you're going to hear this, honestly. Because we currently don't have a website. It will be coming.
A couple other things maybe in the works, right?
Yes.
Secrets.
No, they're not secrets.
Don't give it away now.
Okay, I won't give it away now.
Build suspense.
Build anticipation.
Yeah.
Well, if they look on the Facebook page, they'll see that I've deleted something.
Or they're forced to go look at the Facebook page in order to know.
Oh.
To hear this, to know, to look at it.
This is why she's head of marketing.
You're head of marketing now. Promotion!
So, yeah. And that is, do you remember? It's facebook.com/... 8-bit?
Or
is
it? Yes. Maybe.
Let's double check. We're out of practice with this, guys. I mean, bear with us for just... You know what? I'll just edit this.
5 years is a long time.
It is. That's true.
I don't know if it's been 5 years. I just keep saying that.
I think that's a good number.
It's a good round number.
Yeah. It's been about 5 years. Things have changed.
It might be closer to 4, because I remember we did it at my previous apartment. And I moved, and I was there for 3 years. and then at the new place for 6 months. In case anybody wanted to know how frequently I move.
I'm thinking really hard right now.
The 8-bit show.
Cool.
And there's a picture of a floppy disk.
You can also follow the entire, I guess, site/network, which is facebook.com/CGB network. Pretty yes. sure.
90% oh, look sure. at that. We just got two new views 51 minutes ago.
Oh, that's
Someone
weird.
Is already hearing this.
Holy cow.
From the future.
From the ghost of Christmas past from the future?
Cybernetic ghost.
Okay, cool. Thank you, everybody, again.
We'll get better.
If you made it this far, yeah. We'll do our best to get better. I give no guarantee.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed it. If you do, follow us, subscribe, all that other good stuff that you can do.
Say hi.
Yeah, definitely say hi. We like to know that you're out there listening.
That we're just not imagining you.
Yeah. My imaginary followers.
All right.
All right. We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye.